Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have an exciting show for you.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is Let's Share. Let's share. Peter, do you think sharing is important?
Well, yes. When you share something, it shows that you care. In English, we say, sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. What a wonderful thing. Well, before we learn more about today's topic, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Ben can share his cinnamon roll with Susie, but she doesn't want half. She only wants a small piece. Ben is reading a newspaper. Rob can have the sports section, but he can give it back later. Linda can't eat all of her pizza. Susie can have part of it. She wants just a slice or two.
Our friends share some food with each other. Peter, do you ever share food with your friends?
I do. If someone says, that cake looks good, then I will give him or her a piece of cake.
Well, I like sharing too. Sometimes I will bring donuts and coffee to work for everyone to share.
We always are thankful, and I think it's been a while, Marie. Shouldn't you get donuts and coffee for all of us?
Well, I guess it has been a while. Maybe tomorrow I will bring some.
Okay, remember, I will remember that.
All right, friends. Well, let's start today's lesson. But before we do, let's go to Jack. Here he is with our keywords.
Hello. 今天的主题是分享。Ben 正要吃肉桂卷 ,cinnamon roll, 但是一整个太大了，他问 Susie 要不要吃一半。Do you want half of it? 名词 half 就是一半。Rob 问 Ben 看的是不是报纸。Is that a newspaper? 名词报纸就是 newspaper, 它是可数名词哦。Rob 想要借体育版来看。Can I have the sports section? 名词 section 指的就是某样东西的一部分，在这里呢是指版面。Linda 在吃披萨，她问 Susie 要不要分享。Do you want part of my pizza? 你要不要吃一部分呢？名词 part 指的就是部分。Susie 说她只要吃一两片。I only want to eat a slice or two. 一片两片的片就是 slice. 它的复数要念成 slices.
、Hey, Susie. Do you want half of this cinnamon roll? It's really big. I can't eat it all.
Really?I don't believe you. You can eat a lot.
I know, but I can share it with you.
Thanks, but I don't want half. Just give me a small piece.
Okay. It is a really good cinnamon roll.
Ben and Susie are in the Jungle Cafe. Ben asks Susie if she wants...half of his cinnamon roll.
Okay, half. It means 50% of something. If you have something and it's one, you take half of it, then you have two equal parts. If you have a cookie, you can break it into two pieces.
That's right. In the morning, I usually drink a glass of orange juice. I don't drink a whole glass. I usually drink half a glass.
Well, Ben is a very nice friend. He wants to share half of his cinnamon roll. What's a cinnamon roll, Marie?
Oh, cinnamon rolls are so delicious. It's made from sweet bread and has icing on the top. It's round and is made by rolling the bread into a swirl.
Yeah, you can eat cinnamon rolls for a snack or for breakfast. Sometimes they feel like dessert. They're so good.
Yes, they are. In our conversation, we learned that Ben cannot finish his cinnamon roll.
Yeah, he says, I can't eat it all. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
Ben 说他没有办法把那个肉桂卷全部吃完。I can't eat it all. 句尾的 all 完全是副词修饰动词 eat。这种说法在日常生活中常常用到。比如我拿一瓶水给你，然后对你说 drink it all， 全喝完吧。你如果喝不完，你就可以回答我说 I can't drink it all。 或者你给了我一大堆的书，我心里想，你要我全部读完吗？ Do you want me to read them all? 然后你问我， Do you think you can finish reading them all by tomorrow? 你想你明天之前可以全部看完吗？
Thank you, Jack. Well, let's practice a few sentences. I can't clean it all. I can't finish it all.
I can eat it all. I can drink it all.
Interesting. Well, Ben eats a lot, but he can't eat all of his cinnamon roll?
Well, Susie doesn't believe him. She says, I don't believe you.
You say this phrase, I don't believe you, when you think something is not true. Let's see if Marie believes this. Hey, Marie, I'm going on vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now.
What do you mean right now? We have to... Wait, Peter, I don't believe you. He's not going anywhere.
All right, fine. Well, let's just go to conversation B instead. Friends, we all believe that.
Hey, Ben. Is that a newspaper?
Yes, I am reading it.Do you want to read some?
Can I have the sports section, please?
Sure. But give it back to me. Then I can read it, too.
Of course. Everyone likes the sports section. There isn't any bad news in it.
Sometimes there is. Your favorite team can lose. That's bad news.
Ben is reading the newspaper. Newspapers are great. My parents love reading the newspaper in the mornings. You can find out what's happening in town and in the world.
Yeah, newspapers have news stories, information about events, and advertisements.
Ben says, I am reading it. Rebecca, can you help us out with this sentence a little bit more?
Hey, friends.Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. That's right, you get to learn a grammar point. If you want to say that you are currently doing something, that means it's happening right now, you can use this grammar point. For example, I am eating it, or she is using the phone. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure that you use it.Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, I am glad to have Rebecca as a teacher.
Friends, let's practice together. I am driving my car. I am shopping for a birthday gift.
Those are great sentences. Well, we learned that Rob wants to read the sports section of the newspaper.
When I think of the word section, I think of just a part.We use this for newspaper, but we can use it for other things, too. In the grocery store, there are different sections. There is the meat and vegetable sections and the snacks section, too.
That's right. Sections make things organized. In my closet, I have a section for my shirts, a section for my pants, and a big section for my shoes.
Wow, well, that's very good that you are so organized.So, Rob wants to read the sports section in the newspaper. Everyone loves the sports section. There isn't any bad news in it.
Actually, that's not true. Like Ben said, your favorite team can lose.
Oh, that can be bad news. If the team ever loses a game, then everyone will be sad. Oh, that is bad news.
It's okay, Peter. Every team loses from time to time. Well, friends, I have some good news for you. We need to take a break. Don't go away. Section in the newspaper?
Oh, well, when I was a kid, I loved the comics section. They have a ton of cartoons, and they were always fun to read with my brother. But now I like reading about international news, or, of course, the sports section.
Oh, the sports section is very interesting, and sometimes I read the comic section, too. Okay, friends, it's time for us to go to Conversation C. Hi, Susie. Do you want part of my pizza?
Okay, thanks. I am a little hungry.
I can only eat about a third of it. You can have the rest of it.
Thanks, but I only want a slice or two. You can take the rest back to the office.
Good idea. One of the guys can eat it. Linda is just so nice, isn't she? She asks Susie if she wants part of her pizza.
Well, that's nice of her. Let's talk more about this word, part. Part is only a little bit of a whole. So my favorite part of the day is the morning.
That's right. You can say, I spent part of the day cleaning. Or, that was my favorite part of the movie.
So Susie will have part of Linda's pizza. She is getting a little hungry. Linda can only eat a third of it. Hey, I'm sure Jack can eat more than that. Let's find out. Well, at least he'll teach more about this.
Linda 正在吃披萨。她说她只能吃大约三分之一。I can only eat about a third of it. 我们要来学分数的英文说法咯。三分之一是 a third, 或者也可以说 one third. 基本上叙述 first, second, third, fourth, 这些数字除了当第一、第二、第三的意思之外呢，它还可以当分数。比如说 third 就是三分之一，所以 one third 是三分之一，而 two thirds 两个三分之一就是三分之二了，以此类推。Fifth 是第五，也可以表示五分之一，所以呢 ，two fifths 就是五分之二 ，a four fifths 就是五分之四了。请注意，这种情况下呢，这些叙述就成了可数名词，有复数形态哦。请你告诉我，六分之五的英文怎么说呢？对了，是 five。
Thank you, Jack. Well, I spent a third of my day shopping. I put a third of my birthday money in the bank.
So Linda can't finish her pizza. She tells Susie, you can have the rest.
You can have the rest.
Do you have some pizza for me? Do you have the rest of the pizza?
No, Peter, I said that because that's today's
calendar phrase.
You can have the rest.
You can have the rest.
你可以拿剩下的。
Are these your cookies?
Yes, but you can have the rest.
How do they taste?
They taste great. You can have the rest.
Thanks.Don't you want any more?
No, I dropped them on the floor. You can have the rest.
Ew. Oh. You can have the rest.
You can have the rest.
你可以拿剩下的。
If you can't finish eating something, you can say to a friend, you can have the rest.
Well, Susie doesn't want the rest of the pizza. She can only eat a slice or two.
Well, look what I have here. It's a slice of pizza. It's one slice.
Wait, where did you get that slice of pizza? Do you have any more?
Well, Linda gave it to me. She took the rest of the pizza, and it's back in the office.
What? Linda didn't give me a slice? I will have to find her. I'm hungry. All right, well, maybe I'll get a slice later on. Right now, we need to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Half. Half. You can have half of my cake.
Newspaper. Newspaper. Do you read the newspaper?
Section. Section. There are four sections in my newspaper.
Part. Part. Which part of the city do you like?
Slice. Slice. Please give me a slice of that pie. All right, friends. Make sure to practice those at home. And now it's time to look at our conversations one more time.
Oh, hey, Susie. Do you want half of this cinnamon roll? It's really big. I can't eat it all.
Really? I don't believe you. You can eat a lot.
I know, but I can share it with you.
Thanks, but I don't want half. Just give me a small piece.
Okay. It is a really good cinnamon roll.
Hi, Ben. Is that a newspaper?
Yes, I am reading it. Do you want to read some?
Can I have the sports section, please?
Sure. But give it back to me. Then I can read it, too.
Of course. Everyone likes the sports section. There isn't any bad news in it.
Sometimes there is. Your favorite team can lose. That's bad news.
Hi, Susie. Do you want part of my pizza?
Okay, thanks. I am a little hungry.
I can only eat about a third of it. You can have the rest of it.
Thanks, but I only want a slice or two. You can take the rest back to the office.
Good idea. One of the guys can eat it.
Look what I have, Monkey Man.
A pizza.
Yeah.
Can I have some, Ginger?
No, this is my pizza.
Oh, I just want one slice or two. Look what I have.
Really? A bag?
Well, inside the bag is a cinnamon roll.
I love cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Hey, give me a slice of pizza, and I'll give you my cinnamon roll.
Whoa! Will you give me a section of your newspaper later?
Which section?
The comic section?
Okay. Okay, here. Now give me some pizza.
Okay, first give me the cinnamon roll.
Oh, no, give me the pizza first.
No, give me the cinnamon roll.
No, you first.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
Okay, friends, it's Monday, and that means it's time to answer some questions. Question number one. How much pizza does Susie want? How much pizza does Susie want?
The answer is in conversation C. She wants a slice or two. All right, here's question number two. How much pizza can you eat? How much pizza can you eat? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
How much pizza can I eat? Well, I like pizza a lot. You can have many things on a pizza. Tomato, chicken, pineapple, olives, peppers. Yum. And pizza always tastes great with a nice cold drink. But I cannot eat that much pizza. Pizza is mostly bread and cheese. And they fill me up quickly. So I like to share my pizza with a friend. We eat, talk, and have a good time.
How much pizza can I eat? That's an easy question. I can eat a lot of pizza. I like the seafood pizza. I like the kimchi pizza. I like the classic pizza with a lot of cheese on it. I can maybe eat 2 large pizzas in one go. But I get very full after it, and I need to exercise to burn off all the calories. Oh, making me hungry.
Woo! How much pizza can I eat? A lot! I can eat 1 slice, 2 slice, 3 slices. Lots of slices. I can eat lots of big pizzas too. Maybe 3 or 4 or 5. Well, if they're banana pizzas, I can eat as many as you can buy. Yeah.
How much pizza can I eat? Well, I guess it depends on how hungry I am. If I'm not very hungry, maybe I'll just have 1 or 2 pieces of pizza. But if I'm feeling really hungry, I could eat a whole pizza. But only if it's a small one.
Well, today we're so glad you joined us. Go get something to eat right now, because we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.